A lot of moms make multitasking look easy, but Shanique Dory elevates it to an art form.
So, Cynthia, what's your homework?
Angles using a protractor.
She cooks chicken with one hand, finishes the dishes with the other, and makes sure 11-year-old Cynthia and 13-year-old Jalen are set on schoolwork. Once dinner is simmering, she turns her attention to the family finances.
See, look at my boy. My boy, when he got my bills.
Shanique and her husband, JC, log every monthly expense in a spreadsheet. Sometimes unexpected bills have to be added, like doctor's visits. Sometimes there's good news.
Look, this is paid off.
Shanique and JC say their approach to spending is needs first, wants last, an attitude shaped by their childhoods.
I was raised by a single mother, so she had to do what she had to do. She had two jobs, and still the bills were paid late every now and then. We didn't have a car for a long time.
JC and Shanique knew each other in high school, but didn't reconnect until 2011. A decade ago, Shanique was all alone. She took the kids and left her fiancé. No job, no place to live.
The first thing I kept thinking is, I'm a statistic. I'm a single black woman, children out of wedlock, and my future is going to be very bleak. It's going to be very hard, given the prices of daycare, to climb out of this hole.
But Shanique got a leg up from the Community Enrichment Center. The North Texas nonprofit helped Shanique with daycare, car repairs, and most importantly, put a roof over her head.
They first started off by putting me and the children in a three-bedroom house, two-car garage. And that was great because it gave us, you know, a stable place to live.
Shanique paid rent on a sliding scale at that home for just under 2 years. By then, she and the kids were able to buy a house in the Fort Worth suburb of White Settlement. It's been years since she faced homelessness, but Shanique says those memories still guide all her decisions.
I look at it as though I never want to be there again. I know that homelessness, I never want that to be an option for me or the children ever again. So I watch very closely where I spend my money.
She's a teacher, he's a truck driver, and they know how close to the edge they're living. They're slowly chipping away at substantial credit card debt, which jumped back up last year after JC went a few weeks without steady pay.
I have no philosophies. Just try to get it and keep it, because you might need it one day. Not get it and spend it. When you do need it, it's nowhere around.
And every member of the Dory family is on board. They use coupons for outings, restaurants, and trips to the supermarket.
Oh my gosh, every time I get a receipt, I'll save probably like $160 when I go grocery shopping.
And teaching Jalen and Cynthia the importance of budgeting is very important to their parents.
Support of growing up these days. You have them running out the house, blowing money as soon as they get up out of here. Let's go ahead and teach them now. That way they don't run right outside off the porch and fall.
Which seems unlikely in this family. But Shanique and JC say that's exactly why they're so careful. Courtney Collins for KERA News.